Things that make you go, You know, I was listening to a talk show today, and they were talking about the Hostess company, you know, that makes the Hostess Twinkies and the like, the cupcakes and all that other stuff, is going to be filing for bankruptcy. And when a business files for bankruptcy, that means that its employees, if they are union members of a union, that essentially means that their contracts, depending on whether or not the bankruptcy goes as whether Hostess is going to stay in business or go out of business, all of this means that more jobs are going to be lost, or the pay of union members is going to be greatly reduced, because in bankruptcy, contracts are torn up and everything else. And like I said, wages are going to be affected, health care benefits and all that other stuff are going to be elected, I mean, be affected and probably cut. And the unions and the employees or whatever won't have anything to say about it. Now, I do agree with the fact that Americans need to start doing things to basically curb the rate of obesity, sugar, diabetes, and so forth that are plaguing this nation. And that we need to, you know, eat wisely and so forth, get away from junk foods and so forth. So I have no problem with that, but my moment comes in to this with this. First Lady Michelle Obama has been going around talking about the fact how, you know, children need to quit eating junk food and doing this, that, and other. She's going around saying they all eat more vegetables and so forth, which I agree with. Don't get me wrong, I'm not jumping on First Lady Obama's message of Americans eating wisely and so forth. But what is interesting is this: in the process of her going around doing these things, and people are so busy supporting her and her efforts and things, and supporting President Obama, the moment comes in when I think, can the fact that Hostess is being forced into bankruptcy be the result of Michelle Obama's campaign against kids eating junk food and the like and so forth? And how many of those union members support her husband? You know, I've always said that Democrats have it's like an uncanny ability to garner the support of people whose jobs they, the Democrats, are destroying.